and Elevation Radio. God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, the Music Man, Pastor Steve Turner. Thank you for taking your journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God. And when we don't have anyone to spotlight, we spotlight God. G-O-D, baby. That's exactly what I just said. And so we are going to move quickly into our program. The subject matter is lukewarm. It's neither hot nor it's neither cold. It's right in the middle. Are you holding on to your faith? Are you holding on to your faith? It seems America's becoming godless day by day. Politicians are drafting legislation that is cultural, but really lacks morality. Doing what feels good is paramount. Violence against the elderly, the disabled, even coming to the inside of the church to rob, kill, and destroy is the order of the day. Whatever happened to our faith? In God we trust. Amazing. If you have an opinion, you can call in at 1-914-205-5353. That's 1-914-205-5353. Our verse to rehearse is in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. It reads, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Mm-hmm. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. I wonder today, is anybody worried about pleasing God rather than pleasing ourselves, pleasing our boo, pleasing our bosses? But verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's important. You've got to diligently seek God in order to find him and in order to please him. We had a guest that was scheduled to come on today, Pastor Charles Baugh, pastor 7 years at Waters AME Church here in Baltimore, a progressive congregation. I'm not sure what has happened, but we welcome him whenever he gets around to. Call at 1-914-205-5353. 1-914-205-5353. We want to offer our condolences to the family of and the staff of Congressman Elijah Cummings. Congressman Elijah Cummings fought the good fight of faith and has gone on to glory, has passed away. And so I'm sure Washington, D.C. and the Democratic Party will never be the same again. And someone will have to continue the work of his hands. And so when you lose a leader, you lose someone who was the synonymous nature of being related to justice or to civil rights or something positive, how can you go on? Is it possible to continue? Our legacy should be where we raise another generation that knows what to do and that we are not handicapped by the attrition, loss of health, or the just the time frame of not being able to continue in the work that has been started. We should still be able to move on and move forward. And this is a good thing about God. What he does, he will never change. So he's a priest forever after the order of the King of Salem, Melchizedek. We have tenures and time frames that run out. And speaking of running out, we're hoping that the presidency of Donald J. Trump is running out. Perhaps he is on his way out through this impeachment inquiry. It's something he needs to address that needs to he needs to go because of the difficulty. Many of us have put our faith in a new thing, in something that was unusual, something that was off the beaten path, and his candidacy was something that he thought he needed to change. But we, as someone said, if you don't know how to do certain things, then you really don't know you don't know it until you realize that you don't know it. So you made a mistake. We've made him a big mistake. We've got the wrong person sitting in the Oval Office. Got to pray to have him removed so that the world is not suffering because of his narcissism and sociopathic tendencies. Yes. Again, if you'd like to express your opinion on this weekly Christian podcast, call in at 1-914-205-5353. 1-914-205-5353. Question that's entering my mind at the moment is, has comfort and has the convenience of life, the computer age, the technological age, has it made us so relying on things that are away from us, that we, Facebook and Twitter and social media, that we've become lukewarm, that we don't have any fire left for God? I rarely see anybody carrying whole Bibles to church anymore. Everybody's got either come to see the Bible that's in the back of the pew, or they have their cell phones and they dig it up through Google search. It's no hard work. It's no memorizing anything at all. Is this where we've gone now? Even preachers in the pulpit have their tablets and have their electronic devices. They have PowerPoint presentations. Everything is computerized. Is this good for the church? It's convenient, but is it really good? Oh, my goodness. If there's a power outage, it's not really good. You lose all the data. If you don't believe that, ask Baltimore Senator Jack Young when he lost the computer technology and all the records somehow through the ransomware. And now $18 million was appropriated to get back. So they could get back to the data that the city lost conveniently after the FBI raided City Hall. I don't know, but perhaps it should be that the leaders should be actually able to pay for their loss of the data because it's on their watch. Why should taxpaying citizens have to pay for it? It's the same philosophy that he had for the Gun Trades Task Force that you don't have any faith in anymore, that they should have to pay for the civil lawsuits in the city. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if they have to pay, then you should have to pay for endangering the city for the loss of confidential information. Wow. Again, if you have an opinion, does anybody live in Baltimore? I don't know. Does anybody live in a urban setting? I'm just trying to get you to call in an opinion at 1-914-205-5353. Are you just too busy listening, trying to learn something rather than contribute? Either way, it's okay, but we're here to actually assist you. But the most important piece here is in our, we can't even have faith. It used to be you used to have faith in the government, you used to have faith in leaders, you used to have faith in the church. Speaking of the church, my God, I wondered, I hate to go here, but I wonder what the buzz was on Facebook regarding a pastor somehow in a, some type of some connection between a pastor and a barbershop or whatever. And then I happened to see a posting regarding a pastor. I don't know how to delicately say this. Well, he was caught on camera by the woman he was messing with and being involved with, caught doing a lewd and lascivious act on cell phone camera. So that was pretty shocking. Many people are having comments, and some folk are turned off. I think it was pretty shocking. However, it was his response to the video of him being caught in a sex act that actually on YouTube, which is actually more repugnant and repulsive, lukewarm, when he threw out several cuss words and just talked to folks as if he was on a street corner. And he bragged about that he did more for the community than the people that were giving their opinion about what he was caught doing with a member of his own congregation having sex with her. And the amount of four-letter words coming out of his mouth was a little bit shocking. Didn't expect it, because I think he made this presentation in his office. See the books behind him. Woo! And so someone said, one comment, I've lost the will to go to church now after this. Hopefully that is not what they're going to rest their hat on. Because if that is the case, we just have social media today. It's been going on for quite some time. Men are going to be men. Good God Almighty. Lukewarm. You won't always be hot. You know, always be on fire for God. At some point, you've got to work to keep it going. Because if you don't, the devil's right there to tempt you and cause you to stray. Lord have mercy. You got to hold on to you as if your life depended upon it, because it does. Your life depends upon it. The devil is walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And you don't care who, what title you have. You don't care your office. You don't care how many years you've studied. You don't care how much you've given to the community, pastor. He's looking for you to have some faith and some strength. And if you hang around other pastors who are weak, and some weak members, female members of your congregation trying to seduce you, it's time to get on your knees and pray and ask God, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Just ask your president. Good God. Anyway, lukewarm. God says, if you're neither hot nor cold, then I can't deal with you. I got to spew you, spit you up my mouth. No one likes wishy-washy, mixed up, room temperature drinks when it's time for it to be cold. I like mine with ice, or my wife likes hers with hot, but never in the middle. When we find our society today in the middle of being lukewarm, it's okay to be lukewarm. Matter of fact, society prefers you to be lukewarm. Don't have any faith in what God is telling you to do. Don't have any faith in holding on to what he's talking about. They want you to hold on to the promise of perversion. Hold on to the promise of nonsense. Hold on to the promise of things that are weak, that are infallible, that will fall. But when you need to hold on, you need to hold on to what God is saying. And a songwriter said, hold to God's unchanging hand. And there was an old song that said years ago, are you holding on?
I'm holding on. And they answer back, yes, I'm holding on. Holding on. And I won't let go of my faith. Somewhere along the line, in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, the saints, the children of God, used to take this as in a mentality of being a warrior. And they would not allow you to take away their faith. But they knew it was impossible. As the scripture said, I read it, impossible to please God without having faith. Mm-hmm. It says here, I like this, then in verse 9, that by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles. That means that with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Ain't that wonderful when your architect is God? You don't have to worry about Section 8. You don't have to worry about subsections. You don't have to worry about foundations being weak, cheap materials. You just be assured that God has got everything in place. His mansions last forever. Yeah, he's quality materials. It says in verse 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Sarah was too old at age 90 to bear a child. And I've seen here recently that a woman, 52, had triplets. Miracles are happening day by day. And it says that she was delivered of a child when she was past age. God can do anything. Mother, anything. Because she judged him faithful. Who had promised? Christ would have made an appearance, a Christophany, and promised her that she would have a child. And so she counted him, Christ, who made the promise, faithful. Yeah, God promised me he's going to be faithful to follow through with what he said. He ain't like Buddha. He ain't like any other false God. He's going to deliver his promise. Verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea, shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Wow. They didn't really get the promise. But they were promised, but they were shown this off in dreams and in visions. And as Moses looking over at Canaan, the promised land, God allowed him to see it and were persuaded of them and embraced them. Yeah, they were persuaded when they saw it. They were embraced them and that the strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We just came here to check it out. We just came here to do as much good as possible. We didn't come here to stay. We're passing through. We're sojourners. We're just trying to help as many people as we can to know God, to know him whom we love, to know him who has died for our sins. Yeah, it says here in verse 14, but they that say such things declare plainly that it's the country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. 16, but now they desire a better country. Yeah, and when you hang with God, you know there's a better life. There's a better situation. You may be in jail right now, but there's a better situation for you. It ain't over until God says it's over. That is, and heavily, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Yeah, he's the God of those who are depressed, the God of those who are disbanded, the God of those who love him, the God of those who other folks have put down, who have shunned, who have cast aside. He's the God of them that know about sorrow, the God of them that know about depression, a God of them that know about being defeated. He is a champion of champions. He is the winner of the souls. And so if you have lost a few things, then you qualify to be with him. Mm-hmm. but he'll make you a winner. For he hath prepared for them a city. Says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Good God Almighty, could you understand what he said? He offered up his only son as a monologue, as a memorial, to say that as I will let nothing stop me. I don't love anybody more than God. So much so that if I have to make a sacrifice, I'll do that. So that you understand, God, how much I love you. Does anybody love God that much today to make a sacrifice? What are you willing to give up to let God know that you're willing to make a sacrifice? God gave up his only begotten son to show you how much he loved you. What can you give up? Can you give up the heroin? Can you give up the crack? Can you give up the cocaine? Can you give up the ice? Can you give up the crocodile? I mean, what can you, the Hennessy? Can you give up the Chardonnay? Can you give up the wine? Can you give up the woman? Can you give up the man? What can you give up to show God that you are serious? And if you can't give it up, ask God to help you. Help me give it up. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to be in the middle anymore. I want to be hot for you. I don't want to be cold. I want to be hot for you. Woo! I want to be on fire for God. And God will take over. Just ask him. Challenge him. Say, prove me herewith today. If you be God, show me what you got. And God will do it. I feel pretty good right there, I tell you. And so says when he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, as an example, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up. And so if I kill him, if I offer him to you, so that you can have him as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, I believe that you, God, can restore his life and raise him up again. Oh, have mercy. So he won't die. He'll be with you. And if you want to give him back to me, I believe you have that kind of power. Do you believe God has that kind of power to raise up the dead things in your life? That's pretty fantastic. All righty. Listen, if you would like to take a station break, if you'd like to be a part of this program, you can, and be truthful about it. Don't tell me you're going to come on the program and then not show up. Lord have mercy. send me your bio. Go to Elevation Radio 1. Elevation Radio, the number 1, at gmail.com. And then we'll review it and we'll go from there. If you'd like to be a sponsor of this program, we're wide open. We are on Spreaker, Spotify, and positivepower21.org, I believe, and also on blogtalkradio.com. Then, by all means, email us or go through our website at www.elevationradio1.info. Join our Facebook page at Elevation Radio 1 group and the Elevation Radio 1 Facebook page. And we'll be happy to bring the movement of positivity to you. I want to shout out to God for helping me to have these programs in spite of health challenges and providing the materials and tools for me to continue this work. And when I think I'm going to stop and throw in the towel, as I saw on Facebook, I threw in the towel and he threw it back at me. Told me, wipe my face, get your act together. And you're not going to quit and not going to leave this work until I tell you, because I run this show. God is running the show. So we sometimes want to step off and be lukewarm. It's easy to be lukewarm. I mean, it's non-confrontational. There's no hits. There's no targets. There's no attacks when you're lukewarm. You're just right in the middle. Yeah, hiding behind things. You have to step out and be exposed. You have to make a stand. Woo, my goodness. And that means that you're going to be out there for folk to have comments to make.
But are you strong enough to stand and weather the storm? That's what's most important. So I want to give a shout out to my wife, the lovely Leora Turner, who gives me an extra boost, an added boost, by sometimes agreeing to be my celebrity VIP co-host. Thank you for that. I want to also thank Ms. Jones for the annual tea of the new Bethel Church, which I play for today, and for her assistance in transportation today. It was a wonderful event, and to the Right Reverend Commie Flood, who tore up the place over there at the Episcopal Church, causing trouble in the spirit. Good God Almighty. And I thought we had to call the fire department to put out the fire. Three alarm. She's preached herself away from the pulpit, got into the middle aisle, and just she was definitely not lukewarm. She was on fire. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's heavy preaching right there. I tell you, it was awesome. I wish I could have got a clip of that. Might have set things afire here. Oh my goodness! And so, let's throw a little music on it. Let's see here. Yeah, here we go. A little serve and worship on it. Okay.
This ain't no cancer party, so you can't come in. Unless you're moving on up like the Jefferson. The microphone is all the passing, they get the place jumping, little John, always wanting to get crunk. There ain't nothing like a beat, kicking, picking, snapping, church and swing. I like my man, bust the rhyme.
Let me do my thing.
The party should hit them all, but the play is here. Nobody pops no guns like my girl Madea. The Holy Ghost is here, so I'm so stop looking, listen to my man. Oh my God, let's get fresh, I'm on a mission. If you didn't come to party, then take it to home. I'm about to hit them hard like I'm Holy Shalom. So allow me to introduce myself to you. I'm at the LR ranks, we got the same to go. You know the Holy Ghost is here, and we won't stop. From the top, from the bottom, from the bottom to the top. I did it for the love of the King, and I did it all in Jesus' name. I'm gonna
hit him with the Holy.
To all the gangsters, I just think you had enough of.
Hit him with the Holy.
Time to uplift and change. Down, but down, give my pain, I'm up.
Hit him with the holy.
All the people, throw your hands up.
Hit him with the holy.
Hallelujah, throw your hands up.
Hit him with the holy.
It's time for the gangsta lane. Like my man, rapping, right now you're down with the king. A microphone, the song, the rapper, need to get the place jumping now. I have you something, think you like you're going pound. You're standing there with your grandma grin. Man, you got more chins than voice to make you singing. Here we are, back again. Wanted to hear something, so take it away. You need God, you got something to say. Yo, I'm like, see, you better walk this way.
Okay, that's not what I was trying to get, but we got it anyway. The Masters LRX, hit him with the holy. If you don't want to be lukewarm, you don't want to be cold, you want to be wishy-washy, you want to be on fire, you want to be molten lava, and you've got to hit him with the holy. Yeah. And so God is just excited about what you're going to do for him. That's important. And so, listen, give an account to God of what that God is going to be able to do in your life. He's going to raise you up. He's going to do some positive things for you. So think about that. Think about that. No matter what you've done before, no matter what you have not completed, no matter if you haven't, if you put a comma and a semicolon where there should have been a period, God can restore you. God can raise you up. God can redeem you. God can rejuvenate you. God can rehabilitate you. Addict, God can rehabilitate you. God can do great things for you. God can just do the impossible. All you got to do is reach out with your spirit and your mind and believe that he died on the cross, that he died for your sins, and that he is a rewarder of them that does accept him. And if you seek him, you shall find him, for he is ever with you, and he is ever
kind to those who are unkind. Yeah. So don't be lukewarm. Be hot for God. Let everybody else be lukewarm, but try to make sure that you have your hopes in God and keep your mind fresh. Keep your knees bent. Keep your spirit where it needs to be. Keep a praise in your mouth. This has been Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner, just trying to encourage a few through the ears of some. God bless you.